Partner Pledge Day, our goal of 100 pledges between now and 6 o'clock tonight. And a pledge is saying, hey, you can count on me for a gift of $103.70 to WIB Incorporated between now and the end of the year. So, I mean, if you can do it between, you know, do it this week, it'd be great. If you do it this month, it'd be fantastic. But, I mean, what you're saying is between now and the end of the year. And we are splishing and splashing all day long, and we've had three pledges already. People jumping in, and it's kind of a pool party theme here this morning. And make it a fourth pledge, and it's Sherry in Whitehall this morning. Says, definitely can count on me for $103.70 before the end of 2022. Glad to help keep the best Christian station on the air. God bless all. Well, thank you, Sherry. That's so kind of you. Part of what makes it the best is we've got, who else has a neuropsychologist on every morning? I mean, we do. Dr. Jason Kanz, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know how many other places would actually have a neuropsychologist, particularly one to have talked about friendship and the Bible and that sort of thing. So, yeah, it's a unique offering that WWIB has.
Uh-huh. And so our goal of 100 pledges, we're up to four, creating a little competition, because you know I'm all about competition. And we've had... two guys yesterday, Rick in Chippewa Falls, Jerome in Knapp. We heard from our friend Jim this morning in Menominee. So we said, all right, well, the guys were up 3-0. So Sherry just made it 3-1 men. And also different cities. So put Whitehall on the board. But Eau Claire, haven't heard from Eau Claire yet. So 396-1670, WWIB.
Very good. Yeah, that message from Sherry was very encouraging.
Absolutely. And I talked to Jerome in Knapp yesterday. I gave him a call, actually, checking in. And, you know, his amazing, miraculous quintuple heart bypass surgery, right? I mean, it was just really...
Yeah, right.
If I'm saying that correctly, I mean, I know that's... and I said when the one-year anniversary is right around Thanksgiving, and I'm inviting him on the air. So he's not big on that, but it's just good to know. And he mentioned listening every morning to best 5 minutes of the day, so...
Yeah, still encouraged by that he's a faithful listener and one of those who's up with us early in the morning and getting started on the day. So,
if you don't mind sharing, you talked about relationship and friendship that is a centerpiece of this, and we call it kind of a consecrated conversation, if you will, a consecrated conversation devotional for people. And I don't know, you shared with me, somebody asked you early yesterday morning about, explain the Trinity. And I liked your explanation. I thought it was good concise. Can you drop that on us?
Well, I can if you give me a moment.
Yeah.
Because I'm on my phone, of course, and I can't look at it while I'm talking to you. So
Right.
And I think maybe I can. Maybe that would be a good thing for tomorrow. I don't know if I can find it.
Yeah, that's fine. Somebody gave me a different screen than the usual Chrome screen I have up, and so I was just cooperating because they were trying to do me a favor. But
is it working? I mean, that's the question.
The screen's working. It's just you get used to what you get used to, you know what I mean? I like to work off of a Chrome screen, and I think Paul Anthony likes to work off of a different one, and so they left me that. So, but we'll tell you what. Maybe we can do the scripture for today. And then I could find it.
That would be good. Sure. That would be fine.
We're closing out Romans 6 today.
Yeah, it's verses 22 and 23. It says, "But now you are free from the power of sin and have become slaves of God. Now you do those things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord."
Amen to that. All right. And so in Letters to the Beloved, you say about those last two verses of Romans 6, "My son's blood has set you free. You are no longer beholden to sin's rule. Let my spirit be your master. Citizenship in my kingdom is light and life. As you follow my command to love, it'll lead to the growth of healthy fruit that lasts forever. The payment for a harvest of unrighteousness is death, but in my son, you find a free and lavish gift, eternal life." Thoughts?
Yeah, listening to you read that back to me, I think the idea that living in God's kingdom is light and life, that's really what, we are called to lives of love, and it's something that I think each of us is able to do by the power of the Spirit, and just to remember that on a daily basis is a good idea. So.
Uh-huh. And yeah. I did find the definition. So let me read the Trinity, and then you could comment on that. So this was what somebody online asked you to describe the Trinity for them?
Yeah, so there's a woman in Canada named Vela Backhouse who was connected through, she went through School for Spiritual Direction a few times and did a painting of the Trinity yesterday and had said, Jason, I would love to know how you could succinctly explain the Trinity if it's possible.
Okay, well, here's what you came up with. I understand the Trinity to be perfect relationship, perfect love. It's the constant outpouring of love from each of the three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit, to the others. It is the Father and the Spirit saying of the Son, look at him, he is our beloved. So too, Spirit and the Son about the Father and the Son and the Father about the Spirit. It is a perfect dance of love without a hint of self-centeredness. They are able to completely and fully love one another without ever losing their uniqueness as individual members. And I think you note the Trinity is our best model for how to love well.
Yeah. You know, that's one of those things that, you know, we're sometimes asked to describe the Trinity. And for me, we can't describe the Trinity without relationship and without the idea of love, which, again, is, I think, what we're called to as Christians.
So true. I mean, again, we can go to Jesus, John 13, 34 and 35. And again, you write about this in Notes from the Upper Room, plus the devotional. Yep. A new command I give you, love one another as I have loved you. This is how the world will know you're my disciples. It's about relationship, loving relationship, right?
Absolutely.
Very good.
Absolutely.
Well, love you, brother. Have a great day. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Love you, too. We'll talk to you tomorrow. You
good morning, Mark. This is Vicki, the volunteer. I have been listening to WIB for at least 20 years. I think it's more than that. And I really appreciate the programming and the familiarity, the family, and I want to pledge a 103.7 from Eau Claire. So you've got your Eau Claire. Thanks. Have a great day.
Partner Pledge Day.
Yes, hi. This is Doug from Sand Creek. I forgot to add a pig on the animal sounds. That's awful. But I would also like to pledge $103 of money to a very good station that I enjoy listening to all the time. Good morning, Mark, and keep up the good work. Love you guys. Bye.
Hey, Mark. It's Todd from Rice Lake. I'll be making a 103.7 commitment and just challenge the other people here in Rice Lake, Wisconsin, to do the same.
WWIB getting a lot of splashing in the pool here today. The WIB wake-up show on WWIB this morning ahead of birthdays and our promise of the day, and loving all of your calls, 396-1670, and seeing another pledger. Should mention James making a pledge here this morning as well, a WIB listener. So thanks so much to him for his contribution and reaching out to us, and he lives in Eau Claire. So thanks so much to James on the text line this morning. We'll get you added in as well. And a couple of pledges coming from Rice Lake from Birthday Bob. One in loving honor for each of our amazing wives as we both married up. Bob says, praying for Peggy as she's far away doing ministry, and Brenda as she's ministering locally. Well, thanks so much for that, Bob. Very generous of you with those two pledges here this morning. And we'll note those birthdays here coming up as well.
Morning, Mark and Caleb. You know, I listen to you guys pretty much every morning. There's very seldom that I don't listen to the two of you. Mark, I've been listening to you for years. That we had become friends over the radio between emails and just messages and back and forth and talking on the phone different times. And, you know, we only met twice. I've never met Caleb, but it's been fun to watch him grow as a radio personality. I remember when he first started that he struggled a little bit getting his sense of humor going, but through time, he's become really quite good at what he does. And it's very enjoyable to listen to the two of you on a regular basis in the morning. You know, I've been listening to WIB since back in the 70s, some not as much then as more in the 80s, and when I got into the 90s, I was working in a sawmill in Stanley, and actually I had a hard hat with earmuffs, and I went and bought a set of headset, and I took and stuffed the things into the earmuffs so I could use the transistor radio to listen to the radio during the day. And that was pretty awesome. And then in 99, I went to work at the school in Stanford and Thorpe, and used to listen in the mornings and always enjoyed, you know, listening to Front Page with you, Mark. I mean, through that time between that and Focus on the Family, I learned so much about being a dad, about being a Christian, about being the man that I should be. And, you know, I can't imagine not having WWIB. I don't know that people realize what a treasure it really is. And over this past year, for me, not to have had you guys to listen to would have been tough, but you were always there every morning, able to listen to you for Mark for the 3.5 hours, for Caleb for 2. I mean, it was enjoyable. So this morning, I'm giving 2 partner pledges, one for me and one in memory of Vicky. Thanks from so much for being there.
Thank you, Keith. So much appreciate that. And again, you and your wife who's gone to be with the Lord. And so thank you for each of those generous partner pledges that you made here this morning.
And we have another partner pledge jumping in the partner pledge pool party here in early October. We heard via text from the Johnson family from Eau Claire, and they say the Johnson family and I, this is Mom Jackie, says we can do one pledge for our favorite station. Thanks for the inspiration each and every day. Thank you so much, Johnson family. That gets us to 18 as we're trying to get to 25 by 7:45.
And another one, Vicky in Lublin says she would like to make a pledge in memory of her son, Matthew, who passed away 13 years ago. God bless you all for all that you do. Thank you so much, Vicky.
That's Toby Mack, the goodness. And we're seeing the goodness of God as we're getting closer to our goal of 25, or maybe we can go over it, 25 partner pledges by 7:45. We've got almost 4 minutes left. You can text at 715-396-1670, 715-396-1670, or call in at 715-723-1037. And we just got a text a moment ago, so someone diving into the pool, making a splash for the kingdom with their generosity. This is Julie from Ridgeland. A great fair there in Ridgeland. Hello, Julie. And Julie says, hi, I'll make a partner pledge. I listen daily while working, and the morning show gets my day off to a great start. She says, also like the Focus on the Family program. Samesies, Julie. I love that one as well. She says, thanks for all you do. Thank you, Julie from Ridgeland, for making that partner pledge of $103.70. Just saying, it's just a pledge today, but saying by the end of the year, Lord willing, I'll give that gift to the ministry. Also, we're hearing another one here. I'd like to make a partner pledge for one. It says, I listen every day from 6 to 7:30 and enjoy it so much. It's my way of preparing for the day, being happy and calm. Thank you for all that you do. So another partner pledge jumping in on the text line at 715-396-1670. Thank you. Thank you. And I still have to get a name and city on that one. Thank you so much for helping us get very close to that goal of 25 by 7:45 and to 100 by the end of the day. So maybe we can even soar right past that goal of 25. And then we just heard, I'm seeing that we heard from Coach Dennis. Not one, not two, but 3 partner pledges making a big splash. Coach Dennis is our coach for flag football. I'm honored to be his assistant coach for our K-2 flag football league up at the YMCA. I have enjoyed so much getting to know Dennis and just love meeting his family and getting to know them a little bit more. And it's just been an honor to be able to work with him. We got a couple games left. Go Patriots. That's about the only time I would ever say that. But yeah, Patriots are our flag football team. And Coach Dennis is just, again, a great member of the WIB family. And it's been wonderful, wonderful being able to coach together. And he played football. I didn't. So I learned from him. And we have been having a great time and enjoying the kids. So thank you so much for that wonderful gift of 3 partner pledges. And thank you so much to those who are texting in, calling in. We've got a minute and a half left, so I think we still need a couple more partner pledges to get to our goal of at least 25 by 7:45. Maybe you want to text as well, 715-396-1670, or maybe you can call 715-723-1037. Say, by the end of the year, I'll give that requested gift of $103.70, and that keeps on the year 20 different programs, everything from A New Beginning with Greg Laurie to A Quick Word with Beth Moore, Summit Life with J.D. Greer, Breakpoint, Focus on the Family Minute, Christian Music Rewind, 20 The Countdown Magazine. I know it's William Ryan III. I grew up with John Rivers. Love them both. Love that program. Listen to it from 1 to 3 every single Saturday. Adventures in Odyssey. So much of my life and my siblings' lives is quoting Adventures in Odyssey, where just randomly someone will say something and then an Adventures in Odyssey episode pops up, because we probably have the scripts for a lot of those memorized. So listen to that at 6:15 on Saturdays with our dear friend Steve Snyder for so many years as well here in WWIB. What an amazing thing to celebrate today and every day. It's Partner Pledge Day, and why we exist as a station is to let the world know, that they are loved. They are loved by a God who has a perfect standard of holiness, right? And a perfect law, and a law that we could never measure up to, a law that we broke, that we all willingly rebelled against. And so he sent Jesus to live the perfect life that we could not, to die the death that we deserved, and then to be raised to life triumphantly to give us hope for a future with him in heaven. He reconciled the world to himself. He went after us when we were running away from him, rebels to his will. He went after us. And that's what we celebrate. That's when we say the gospel. When we say gospel-driven programs, the gospel means good news. It means that the God of the universe, as we get even closer to Christmas time, the God of the universe, Emmanuel, God with us, as Jesus is called, he came down to us into our muck and our mess and our filth to bring us back to himself, to bring his church to himself, to present her to himself as a radiant bride, pure and holy. What an amazing God we serve. And certainly we've been having a great, great morning here as we wanted to get Halvo to 25 by 7:45. And now we're still counting, because not only did we get to 25, but it looks like we've gone past it, Halvo. And let's get caught up here. The little partner pledge pool party.
Yeah.
Making a splash. Thank you to Beth from Elk Mound. And she says, I'll make one pledge in honor of my parents who taught me to love the Lord. She says, thank you for the words of encouragement that you send out every single day. Thank you so much to Beth from Elk Mound. We know Beth, and Beth drives all over the place and has WIB on all the time.
I love these pledges in honor and memory of loved ones. Brian and Amy also doing a partner pledge.
Yeah, so let's get Brian and Amy into the pool. Thank you, guys.
Good thing it's a big pool.
Yeah, I know. There's lots of room for you, and room for a couple splashes here from Julie from Eau Claire. Not just one, but two partner pledges. She says, hi, friends. I will pledge two partner pledges this morning. Again, each of those for $103.70. She says, WWIB is a constant companion in my car. Thank you for being a beacon. And she says, and thanks for all your help with We Care Eau Claire this year. We had the honor of having Julie here in studio for the WIB Wake Up Show, as we talked about that great event during our Backpack to School campaign.
She is an all-star, Caleb. She is an all-star. I mean, she helped us with that and the We Care Eau Claire Eau Claire Project, and I can tell you she vans the sound at the church we both attend in Eau Claire, and so, Julie, you're an all-star.
Also, there's some prizes, there's some fun, there's some mystery pop-ups during this Partner Pledge Pool Party Day. And Deb from Chippewa Falls called in with a pledge, and as a thank you, she got a little mystery prize. It was a $10 Quick Trip gift card. You never know when those might pop up, Halvo, all throughout the morning.
Oh, those mystery pop-ups are great. So just give and you might receive something back.
All right. Now we have at least 29 partner pledges, and we have 8 minutes to go before 8 o'clock. Can we get eight more in 8 minutes?
Hmm.
Eight more in 8 minutes. I mean, that's a pretty big goal.
It's like number alliteration.
Right? Yeah, I know. I love things like that. A couple of pledges that we want to make sure that we mention to you as we had our information block at the top of the hour, and some from a little bit further back. We heard from our friend Al from the Owen and Withy area. And Al, not one, but two pledges today. And Al pledging, he says, my kids were brought up with Saturday Adventures in Odyssey. Same here, 6:15 Saturday evenings. And just one, that's just one of the 20 programs that these gifts support and sustain here on WWIB, Halvo.
That's right. We're so appreciative. And thank you so much, Al. Al, a longtime supporter of WWIB.
And we heard from Deb from Chippewa Falls, who won one of those mystery pop-ups, the $10 Quick Trip gift card. And she says, WWIB has been part of my life for 30 years. And we have another friend of the station, part of the Wibb family, who's called in on the listener line to make a pledge.
Hi, this is Susan. I would like to pledge a partner pledge in memory of my son, Matthew, who passed away this last year, and his granddaughter, Leanna, misses him so much, and so do I. But we still love WWIB. It's the best. Thanks so much. Bye now.
Thank you so much, Susan. And again, we've heard from folks here this morning who, again, are pledging in honor of those who've passed on, and we know that the hope of heaven is what we want to give every single day here. It doesn't make the passing without pain here on this side. But there is hope. There is hope beyond this life. And so thank you so much to Susan, to Leanna, in honor of Matthew this morning for that wonderful gift.
Absolutely.
We're getting caught up here on our partner pledgers as we are trying to get to at least 50 by the end of the hour. So we've got 15 minutes left, and we call it a partner pledge pool party, diving in, making a splash for the kingdom all throughout western and central Wisconsin. The ripple effects of your giving, because not everyone is able to give. Not everyone is able to give to support these programs, but so many thousands of people are benefited from them. And so the ripple effect of your generosity today, you may not even know it. This side of heaven, you may not know what good it does. But when people hear the gospel going out, the gospel has power, not because of a radio station, not because of our best efforts in the ministry, but because we just want to get out of the way and let the gospel of God do its work. So thank you to Barb from Eau Claire. We just heard Havel from Barb from Eau Claire, who gives that gift, that pledge, saying by the end of the year, I'll give $103.70. We're also just hearing now on the text line, leaving a text, Becky from Eau Claire. Man, Eau Claire stepping up. Stepping up, Eau Claire, she says, pledging $103 to my favorite station. Thank you so much, Becky. And then Jan. Now, we've got Jan from Colfax, but we need to clarify, because Jan says, I'm from Lower Wheeler. So we need to do better about saying Jan's from Lower Wheeler. And good heavens, Jan is giving a very generous pledge. And so thank you so much. And she says, no need to mention the amount, but Jan is helping us reach our goal. And we're just going to... We'll throw a splash in here, but thank you so much. Wow, Jan, thank you. God bless you.
Good catch on your part. I probably would have oopsed and said it, so there you go.
But Jan says, you guys are the best. You're the best, Jan. Thank you so much. Again, part of our Wibb family for many years, and I see Jan out and about at events and concerts and things like that. So many of you, it's great to put faces to names. So if you're able to here during October Connect Month, there's so many of you that I think we're familiar with on the listener line or Facebook or wherever, and we'd love to be able to see your faces and chat with you and meet you in person here during October or anytime. You can always stop in, but October Connect Month, these kind of dovetail, go hand in hand, Partner Pledge Month and or Partner Pledge Day and October Connect Month. So a chance to hear from you and it's so encouraging. Thank you.
Yeah, we're very close to that goal now.
We are. We're getting very close to our goal of at least 50 partner pledges by 9 a.m.